after day five of camp, joined now by Fox NFL insider Jay Glazer. And Jay, I know you're tight with Mike Pettine. His first camp, your first day out here. What'd you see from the Mike Pettine camp?
Well, this is my first day I've seen any sort of hitting. I loved it. And you're going to see a lot of that. And, you know, look, he's a creative guy. You know, one thing about Pettine is usually these guys, I've seen a million guys get hired, and they all change. And then, you know, players kind of see through that. He hasn't. He's the same dude. I don't think he has it in him to change. And, you know, he'll always tell you the truth. And that's what I think players, what they really want more than anything. Because I know this guy's going to be straight with me.
Yeah, fair communication and toughness. He preached that. You said that you saw the hitting today, goal line drill, some good one-on-one situations. Today the offense got the better of it, at least early on. Talk about this team and the physicality of what you expect this season.
Yeah, I just think that's exactly right, the physicality. I mean, that's their whole point, is we're going to go out there and kind of pick a fight with everybody. And that's what they have to do. You know, they're still kind of putting the building blocks in place. Until you do that, you just got to go out there and pick a fight and be more violent than everybody else, right? I think they're definitely on the right track. But I think defensively, you're going to see an awful lot of creative stuff with some of these guys that, you know, that you haven't seen here in a long time.
Yeah, you have a lot of versatility on this defense. And this defense is going to have to carry the team because there are questions at quarterback. You may have heard there's a little bit of a quarterback situation going on here. What do you think?
I think he'll at one point realize that this quarterback, and it's a seven-day-a-week job. You know what I mean? And the great ones, I tell guys all the time. I was one time in Saints camp, and Sean Payton and I had to go back to their complex at like 10:30 on a Thursday night. And there's one light on the whole place, and it's Drew Brees. That's it. He's in the tight end room. I'm like, what are you doing? And that's what you do. That's the great ones. They realize they have to outwork the world. You can't just show up there and do practice and, you know, show up to the game. You've got to put in more hours than everybody else out there by far. And a kid has all the talent in the world, obviously, but, you know, there's so much more that goes into the position.
Yeah, and obviously Brian Hoyer is that kind of guy. Yeah. Cerebral, understands, knows where to go with the football. Do you think he starts week one for the Browns?
I don't know yet. I have really no way to tell because today was the first day he did hitting, right?
Yep.
And that's the thing, too. You come out to camp and people always go, oh, what'd you think? How'd you think we looked today? I don't know. I've been here for a day. I have no idea. But at least I know I don't know. I mean, if a guy has a bad practice, I see people write, oh, this guy had a really bad, you know, practice the day I was there. How do you know what happened that night? Maybe something happened the night before. Maybe he's just learning something new, or maybe, and vice versa. Oh, this guy really lit it up. He's taking the position there. It's a day. I don't know. So at least I know I don't know.
All right. Final question for you. As you see the AFC North this year, kind of take us through that and where the Browns could fit in.
You know what? Again, I haven't seen – you're the first team I've – no, I saw the Bengals too. So I saw the Bengals, but I didn't really see them practice. I think it's honestly up for grabs. I know people look at the Ravens like, hey, they've suddenly – wow, they've added, you know, a little offense there, and they're going to be so much better. I don't know. I'm not – I think Pittsburgh will be interesting now with Bell if he could stay healthy there. But they're kind of finding their way with who their new leaders are going to be, right? You guys are a huge wild card here. We still don't know what's going to happen at quarterback, but defensively, you'll be better. And then Cincinnati, you know, it's all of it. If that quarterback kind of take that next step up, you know, that's that, and they got two new coordinators over there, so it's a complete. You just have no idea. It's so early in camp right now. It's just, you know, there's so many question marks, but this division's wide open.